Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Typically when you break into a place, you're going to steal stuff, but I've got a story of a breaking and something completely different.
Get out. My story, too. A bunch of dudes breaking into a store. The only thing is, make sure you gather everything you stole and don't leave anything behind.
Sort of dumb.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
So three guys in Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah!
They entered a CVS at 5 o'clock in the morning,
okay. And
they went ahead. They were wearing surgical gloves. They waved guns. They tied up the employees with zip ties.
Smart.
Yeah.
They've got no fingerprints.
You're right. Nada.
Good for you. Well, I mean, not good. But if you're going to rob and you don't want to be on stupid stories,
yes.
You're doing it right.
These guys knew exactly what they wanted to steal, Slacker. As many bottles of opiates like hydrocodone and oxycodone as they can get their hands on.
I know people who like those things.
Oh. They ended up getting away with 10,000 pills. They would have got away clean, but as the cops were investigating the CVS, they noticed that there were some pill bottles, like empties, that were kind of left behind in the street.
No.
Apparently, as the guys sped away, they were emptying pills they stole into bags and tossing the bottles out of the car, which allowed the cops to follow the trail of opiates to arrest these morons. Yes.
You got the surgical gloves.
Smart.
You did everything right, but you never read Hansel and Gretel.
Boom! Right. Came back to bite.
Don't leave a trail
of
breadcrumbs or pill bottles.
That's what they
to your secret lair.
Bust.
Gah!
Right.
So I got police in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
At least we had one Florida story.
Yeah.
They are investigating something. Somebody broke into an apartment, didn't steal anything.
Oh.
Grabbed a ketchup bottle out of the fridge and sprayed ketchup on the walls, sprayed ketchup on the floor,
what?
Sprayed ketchup on the furniture, sprayed. Yeah.
Oh.
There's no clue who broke in. There's no clue why. The family who lived in the apartment were not home at the time. When they got home,
Bastards. They
found... Looks like a...
Just steal my stuff.
Just take my... Yes!
Yes.
Take my big TV, but don't squirt your... those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.